All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council's special meeting for Thursday, December 6th, 2018. Ms. Tribbency, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Dooley?
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Here.
Councilmember Barker?
Here.
Councilmember Phillips?
Here.
And Councilmember Michelson is excused.
All right, if you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We welcome our viewers tonight on the live stream. The meeting is being recorded. We'll jump right into unfinished.
Yep. You need to move your podium. I watched the other night, and you can't see whoever's.
We checked it tonight, and the podium's okay. In view, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Depends on how many people we have in here, if the podium's in the space. But the important thing is you do need to step to the podium if you make a comment so that the microphone can pick you up. Moving on to unfinished business, discussion decision to authorize the acquisition, installation, and ongoing maintenance of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park. Since the Park Board and Town Council joint workshop, we've had an opportunity to research a number of the questions. Some of those answers are in your packet, but in addition to that, Ms. Knapp has taken the initiative to get some additional information for us that she's sharing tonight.
Okay.
Chloe?
Thanks.
You bet.
So I'm Chloe Knapp, and you might wonder why I'm standing here talking about cameras, but and why I bothered to do any research here. But I worked in IT, primarily in the image area for IBM and the University of Montana, and I've worked with large image storage, and so I had some concerns at the last meeting when we were talking about the cameras and how much data they collect, and then we didn't know how long we had to retain this information, how much was collected at any given day, etc., etc. So I got involved. My concern was that the retention period would be very long and that we would be required to store a lot of data. It turns out that it's 30 days for all data. Any evidence data is 3 years, but that would be a relatively small portion of that amount. Got in touch with more company, or tried to answer some questions, and it wasn't until today that some of this got resolved. So the numbers that you see in the package, the estimate for how much data would be required to be stored after 30 days was based on absolute worst case scenario, 10 cameras going all the time, okay? And the NVR that Moore sells was advertised with 4 terabytes. We were estimating 1 terabyte a day or 30 terabytes a month. So clearly, it looked like we were outsizing what they were selling, okay? And Mr. Moore on the phone even said, well, why don't you buy another server? If we did that, that would take us into a whole different realm. Because on the server that they sell us, there's software to access, view, do everything, okay? If you move that data to a separate server, you no longer have that software. You don't have any software that's going to allow you to find camera 3 at 3 p.m., etc. So I estimated that we would have to buy a server, that we would buy 40 terabytes of data, because you don't just buy what you need, images have to be manipulated. And then, if you were going to have to manage, you know, get rid of the old data, put on new, et cetera, there's a lot of learning to be had. That's a particular skill to manipulate data like that, okay? Hence, the halftime person, the server cost, et cetera, that's in your package. So today, however, I've been reassured that the server that they sell can be beefed up to 20 terabytes with motion-detected cameras. The 30 was the worst case, so I'm perfectly happy with the 20 terabytes at the worst max, okay? So we don't need to buy another server. We can use the server that they're selling, the software that they have, and that allows you to manipulate easily, okay? It also takes care of retention automatically, or you can adjust that in the software. So a person doesn't have to go in there and be manipulating all of the data. So I'm backtracking from the numbers that were in your package and saying that the server that they're selling with the 20 terabytes eventually should be fine, okay? The other piece of information, though, is that the NVR should be located in Town Hall, and that's probably a different price, although we don't know what that is. It wouldn't be best in the pool area because the internet connection between there and here isn't sufficient to view anything. So to view any of the files or do anything with this data, you would have to go to the pool building, which would be inconvenient, okay? So I think if you spent the little extra money, had it placed here, which means some rearrangement of the office, et cetera, that would be a better scenario. And I think we should also make sure that there's sufficient training, because there will be time taken to do this in addition to current duties. So I'm satisfied that we have sufficient storage, and with the appropriate training and with the server located here, I'm okay. All right?
Thanks, Lloyd.
Any questions about?
Are there any questions for Ms. Knapp? Mr. Smith.
No questions. I just would like to speak after her if that's acceptable.
Let's let the, we're introducing the item at the moment, so once we take public comment on the item, we'll get to you. Did you have a question, Mr. Ma?
If it's motion activated, how often do you have to check your service? Or will that take you off of when to check?
I'm
going to
let Kathy answer that.
If you will see it right there on the screen, if Officer Marble's looking at it, it actually has the servers, the hard drives on there. It'll show you how full they are, and then you can go from there. One thing with the system is once those 8 terabytes are full, it rolls it over and deletes the last ones. So you, it's not something where somebody has to go in and delete. Click delete, it does it by itself.
So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that was why I had a happy person in there, because if you had it on another server and you were managing all of that, it would take time. You would be copying files, you would be deleting files.
And we don't need that.
That would be a lot of work.
No, but we don't need that, you just said.
I just said, as I understand it, you can do up to 20 terabytes and their software.
Mr. Sharkey. Right.
So, we're talking about security cameras here. So, essentially, the police chief is going to need to access these periodically and search for evidence. And if he finds evidence, he's going to be required to store this for a 3-year period, I understand. So, he's going to need the option or the hardware to store this stuff. And as well, he's going to need the opportunity to download perhaps a day's worth of data and then be able to search it looking for his evidence. Is that going to require a separate?
I don't think I would download it and search it separately because you don't have the viewing software. Now, if you had an equivalent system, you could do that. But in terms of downloading data, you can get an external hard drive and download it to that. So you can get a fairly inexpensive terabyte external
How about the software to search it with?
No, you would have to restore it.
So it's going to need something additional in addition, in addition to what you've spoken about, in order to actually use this for evidence.
If you can restore it to the same server and view it there, you should be okay.
But he needs to download it and be able to save it.
You're saving the data. You're not saving the system with which you view it.
And you can download the data to a disk or to a flash drive.
Yeah.
And have it
sent out.
That's.
He needs to save it for 3 years.
I think the chief is here. Chief, do you want to chime in on what your system looks like?
Yeah, just a question. I'm assuming that this is how it is. Almost every DVR system has proprietary software that will also, as you download a segment of video, provide that software in viewer mode.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's what this is. Does anybody know?
Mr. Smith?
I can't answer these questions because I actually spoke to Mr. Moore in regard to every one of your issues here.
Well,
so if I'm allowed to, I would speak to each one and address each one, as the chief has said.
So Loewy's already addressed, I think, a majority of what's up there. So I think what the chief's primary question is whether this software has a viewer mode that he can take.
This software is transferable. The chief can pull it up on his own phone if he chooses to. Again, we get to it is a motion-activated system, so we are not going to use the terabytes that have been estimated.
We're just more concerned right now about the chief being able to take a piece of video and use it as evidence. That's the subject matter right
and
now.
And I think I just clarified that we are not in the 40 terabyte range. I took that back because we're not on another server and we're motion activated. We've actually asked the company if they have any data from other parks that could give us some kind of estimate. 20 terabytes is absolutely sufficient. 8 is probably okay. So what their system provides is adequate.
Okay. You happy, Chief?
Yeah, as I understand it, I mean, basically we can take a segment of video, put it on either a thumb drive or a DVD, and it can be archived that way in a file.
Correct.
So that with that viewer software that you can load, it would be fine. And as far as, you know, length of time for storage, it really depends on the severity of the case and so forth. All of that's outlined in that section.
What
was it, section 8?
Well, it's the general schedule.
Yeah.
But you have the storage in your own servers for that.
Right. We've got a Dropbox server that stores all that information already. It's too small for what we have for these, but it is what it is. So
their external hard drives would be quite very sufficient.
Okay. Great. Mr. Sharkey?
How about the idea of backup? How important is that?
I think it's important. I guess we'd have to evaluate how that's to be stored in the backup format, because like we have for our server here, it's a redundant backup system, and we'll know more about how that works. But in order to save, all of the video, I guess, that 30-day chunk, and have it back up on itself, I think it's kind of an in-and-out process. So your backup would be whole, be condensed, it'd be compressed, but it'd be whole, and then it would output on the back side of it, I think. So you still would probably have more storage, but I don't think it would be significantly more, and it would push out the other side of it. That's older than that 30-day backup because it's backing up on itself. Is that making sense? I don't know. That's as I understand. Well, does that sound great?
I didn't ask the question.
I'm not an expert at this, but one of the precepts about backup is that it's kept at a separate site. In case of a disaster at this particular site, you have backup at a different site. Whereas if you just back it up to the same hard drive that it's originally located on, you really haven't done much other than...
I would like to see a cloud server backup type of scenario set up, which I think is this system's capable of.
That brings in a monthly charge.
Right. And I don't know how much that would be, but...
It gets expensive at a terabyte level. I haven't known that.
So it sounds like backup is something we need to consider. Further questions from Ms. Knapp? Yes.
I guess I kind of had a related question. So it sounds to me like, in terms of the previous meetings, so I don't know a lot of the specifics, but it sounds like the data is going to come in locally. It's never going to enter like a cloud service.
Right. This was not proposed unless there was a cloud online.
Okay.
Backup.
Yes, yeah, so that's kind of what I'm wondering is like security surrounding the data, like who's going to have access to it? Is it ever going to go into like, you know, cloud storage where somebody could potentially get a hold of it?
At this time, the cameras are hardwired to a bridge. The bridge transmits to the server sitting somewhere in this room, building. And access to that is determined by the mayor of the council. Okay.
So it would be stored locally.
If there were to be backup in the cloud, that would be a whole different issue. Okay. And I would voice my concerns. Okay,
thanks, Lloyd. For the council's decision tonight, what other information do you need? Are you prepared to make a motion for further discussion and public comment?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure. Can you state your name and address, please?
My name is Margie, and my address is 201 Mission Street,
okay.
Bordering the park. So my question and the reason we came tonight was because I wanted to know what kind of plan was in place regarding filming the neighbors to the park. Like, is my backyard going to be on 24/7 surveillance? Like, how are these cameras going to be situated relative to the residential?
Sure. Mr. Smith?
I can answer it.
Step to the podium, please.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
I'm sorry, this is going
over. No problem. Raymond Smith, 326 Valley View, Stevensville, Montana, 59870. As far as the retention goes, let's step back.
Mr. Smith, we're just looking at her question is directly to
those cameras
filming.
Will not be pointed at anyone's backyard.
Okay, thank you.
Would there be some way for me to verify that once they're in place that I feel confident that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'd like to hear what he has to say.
Raymond Smith, 326 Valley View. We have determined that is one of the key issues with the placement of the cameras, that there is no one in that area that will be filmed at all. It will be on the parking lot itself, no backyards, any of that. It's not going to even be on to the pool area itself, because at that point we step into other litigation, because then we claim that we're monitoring the pool. So all of these issues have been considered to maintain the privacy of the property owners within that boundary. And so, please, if you have any questions, let me know, because I've been working on this the whole time.
I'm sorry. My name is Jim. I also live.
Okay, we're not quite into public comment yet.
Oh, there is going to be a period?
There is a public comment period, yeah. I'm trying to get the council to come together so that you know, to find a decision of what direction they're going in, so that you understand what decision it is that they're undertaking fully before you make any comments. So we'll call for public comment.
Thanks.
No problem. Council. Ms. Holcomb.
So we can start this. I move that we authorize acquisition, installation, and the ongoing maintenance of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park.
Ms. Barker.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Ms. Barker to authorize the acquisition, installation, and ongoing maintenance of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park. Council discussion. Somebody's joined us on our live feed. Any council discussion?
So, I don't think we need additional part-time staff. So that's what you were saying that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Training, however, and understanding that this is additional work, but you're going to have to see how much time it takes. But I'm withdrawing the additional server, the additional the question about the software, and the additional person, depending on how this plays out. That's not me. And the IT support was to put the two servers together and create a network and make sure everything was running smoothly, so that's not required. So I'm withdrawing those numbers, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Parker.
Talking about additional storage, I was talking to an individual that there might be something that the government through the state offers as well for instead of going through a cloud information, and it might be a safer way for us to be able to do that. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, that way it's not out there for.
So it's sounding like the expense that we're facing now is to have the brains or the NVR located here in this building and to upgrade from 4 terabytes to the 20. Those are the two considerations.
And training.
And training. Which I would hope is included.
And the 20 could be in training.
Okay. Mr. Phillips.
I was wondering, we say up to 10 cameras. Now, there's going to be a different cost for locating that server here in the building versus the pool area. Mm-hmm. And if we reduce the number of cameras, would that offset the cost of installing the server here?
I'm sure it would.
So that's one option to consider. We say up to 10 cameras. Mm-hmm. You know, we could look at it and see if we could get by with less to offset that cost of putting the server in this building.
Okay. Further council comment? Ms. Barker.
The other one I had is there a way that we can set, and I know I talked to Loie about this, about setting it on motion, is that correct? If that's a possibility, which will take less, you know, because we don't know right now how it's going to affect for cost-wise. So maybe have it set on a motion, not.
Yeah, she took that into consideration, I think, when you lowered it from the 30 or 40 you suggested, you took the motion activation into consideration. Okay. Thinking that 20 was sufficient. Did you have something else?
Well, I was just thinking that it would be stored in the police department, so it would be a lot safer where not everybody's eyes are on it.
Right.
And I don't think we need to check it 24/7.
No.
But it'd be there that if something does happen, we have something to go back on to see who it was, or we can see who it was, and try to make sure it gets taken care of, but I don't think we need someone on there 24/7, though.
No, and we're not indicating that should be the case. We have much better things to do than sit and watch the park.
Okay.
So, further council consideration for a call for public comment. Okay, public comment on the installation of up to 10 security cameras at the Lewis Clark Park. Mr. Smith.
Raymond Smith, 326 Valley View, Stevensville, Montana, 59870. Let's address the retention issues. If we, and I'm sure we might be able to pull it up, the Section 8 comment where it says, quoting, it's 30 days or less. So that means it can be from 1 day to 30 days of retention, depending on what council chooses. So we mitigate even going to a 20 terabyte system that way. There is no need to monitor the system at all. The only time there is monitoring needed is when there is an issue that has been pointed out and the chief can address that. As far as moving the installation of the NVR to the town hall. That can be accomplished at an expense, but excuse me, it can be accomplished. We could utilize the pool building to put, being that there already exists some expenditures up on the roof, we can put a pole up there with a repeater system that, with a LOS or line of sight system, will transmit the data to town hall if that is what is chosen, or it could be stored in the other building away from the pool where everybody's concerned with the water and that sort of thing. So it can be located elsewhere. If we look and we've done our research, Hamilton has a security camera and they have no retention of that data and have had no issues with that. As far as training goes, the software that comes with this system is pretty much self-explanatory and very easy to use, so there is no training. And again, we get to, there's no monitoring, so nobody's going to need to be trained in it other than the chief and or Janelle, the police clerk. And that should be very minimal. So again, if there's any questions regarding this, please don't hesitate to let me know. I've been working on this the whole time.
For the public comment, Mr. Sharkey.
Michael Sharkey, 203 St. Mary's Drive. First thing I'd like to point out is that Mr. Smith has indicated that the minimum retention time is 30 days or less. And you notice here in the record retention, the town's attorney says it's a minimum of 30 days. I don't know which is correct, but I just want to point that out. And the other thing is, I noticed the motion doesn't include a dollar number to it. And I don't know if it's necessary or not, but if I came to you asking for sidewalks and you passed the motion to make sidewalks, I would expect there would be a number associated with that number. So, what's your number, perhaps?
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Ecker.
Tanya Ecker, 106 College Street. I guess I don't understand what the deal is here because this is not a new system at all. I've got one in my house. There's one down in Hamilton. Hamilton has it on the DVR. They don't save anything. And they don't really look at it until there's a problem. So the other problem is that I've got is we've spent thousands upon thousands of dollars on our park down here. We've spent hours putting this park together. Why would we? There's drug deals down here. There's kids getting hurt. I don't understand. I don't get it. The only person that has any sort of contact with that is James. That's it. I've talked to Hamilton. I've talked to Missoula. I don't get it. This has been approved by you guys. I don't understand why it hasn't gone through. Council has already approved it. I don't get it. This is not a new system, guys. It can't take this long. So, I mean, who are we protecting? The drug dealers?
Okay, further public comment. Mr. Whiteside. Yep. Oh, excuse me. James, did you have a response? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to clarify something, and just so that everybody understands, I think, what retention really means. If you don't have any retention, then you can't go back and view the video. I mean, there has to be retention. That's all there is to it.
Sure.
So 30 days, is that sufficient? Yes. Could it be less? Yeah, but then you're talking about the ability to get in there and really do stuff. So if we're not concerned about backing up the data, which maybe we're not, I don't know. I mean, I think it's something to consider, but that 30 days would be sufficient. Beyond 30 days, you know, whatever the incident was, you know, why didn't it get reported prior to the 30-day mark? I mean, it was, you know, so that 30-day buffer is a pretty good deal.
Okay. Mr. Whitesit.
Dan Whitesit, 335 Bellevue. According to this is actually incorrect from what Brian said. I do have a copy of the retention schedule, and I'll give it to you guys. It actually says what Ray said, retain 30 days or less, is what this actually says. And that's according to the Section 1 General Rule of Schedule for Local Records, page 14, number 40. I was involved with putting a system at the county courthouse, or actually the administrative building last year. We have 14 cameras. They're a 1080p camera. The system is on a 2 terabyte drive, and it's on a motion sensor, kind of like what we're talking here. It lasts 30 days. I was talking to the IT department today. They said it runs 30 days on 2 terabytes with the 14 cameras. So obviously, since we're not on the 24/7, you're not going to need near as much memory. So I decided to pass that along.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? I'm kind of confused.
Sure.
Danny, does it run 24 hours a day or just when it's closed?
It's on constantly, but it's on motion sensor.
But so for 8 hours, 10 hours a day, you have people in the office, so the camera's running nonstop.
Plus cleaning crew is there till probably midnight.
I'm just trying to get a feeling for how much storage you need for how many hours and things.
Okay, Mrs. Cook.
Kathy Cook, 435 Whitetail Way. Just a couple of clarifications. Lois hit most of what we wanted to talk about tonight, but I just wanted to let everybody know that with this system and with more technology and the washer system, they do provide training when it is set up. If someone is not here when the training happens, they have an online training and simulator. They have free tech support forever, and it's not outsourced. When you call, you get Watcher. You don't get India. Okay? You can understand them. They are very clear. We have a local business that has the system, pretty much the same system that we're going to be getting. When daylight savings time changed, he went in the next day and he looked and it had the previous time. Called him up, said, hey, I just need a little bit of help with this. It was done that quickly. That business also has, just so that you guys have a reference point, has 31 cameras in their business. Okay, they're open for 12 hours a day most of the time during the summer, and then shorter hours during the winter time. 31 cameras running that long, and they have 8 terabytes. At 48 days, that's when those 8 terabytes are full. And then it rolls over, it'll erase that day before, and it starts a new day. So it just keeps cycling that. So very low maintenance, lots of support, and I think that this is a camera system that is good for this town, for this park, for this police department. Thank you. Oh, and I don't have a cost for moving the NVR to the town hall, but I still have funds available from our donation. So once I get that amount, we will kick in the rest of that amount also.
Kathy, can we ask real quick, I think based on the quotation you provided us, that the system as it stood was $8,300.
Correct.
How much of that is funded? I mean, how much funding does the council have to deal with in order to achieve the goals that the community is looking for? I guess what I'm looking for is how much, when we talk dollar amount associated with this motion, how far into our own pockets are we going to have to dig for some budget funding?
We have $8,300 covered right now.
Okay.
And we have $700 covered more if there is a need to move, what the cost is to move the NBR to the town hall.
Okay. Thank you. For the public comment. Mr. Sharkey.
Can you, Michael Sharkey, 203 State Fire Strike. This is a question as to the sources for the funding.
Okay. Are you inquiring as to the sources that the donations are coming from, or the or where we would pull our money from if we needed to kick in, or both?
The donations.
Donations. Kathy, would you mind me answering?
Kathy Cook again, 435 Whitetail Way. My company, Intermountain Industrial, is donating $5,000. The Civic Club is donating $3,000. And Carolyn Mickens is donating the last $1,000.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Sharkey, your follow up?
Has the Civic Club actually committed $3,000?
Yes, they have.
Committed?
Yes.
Are they set it aside or are they committed?
It is a done deal.
And what meeting did that occur?
The one, I believe, at the end of September, middle of September.
I think that was their most recent meeting, is that correct?
Yep. Okay. To my understanding, they set it aside, but they didn't feel like they were ready to commit.
That was my understanding as well.
They have committed. It's a done deal.
Thank you. Ms. Knapp, you have a comment? Yeah.
Just briefly. Lauren Knapp, 526 East 3rd. I feel like there's animosity towards the effort that was put forth in the last 2 weeks to figure out if there would be additional cost. I think we need to understand what's happening. Could there be, not necessarily there will be, could there be additional cost? At the last meeting, we didn't know if retention was one day or forever. We didn't know. Nobody could answer that question. So the effort was made with good faith to go look at what the issues could be and what the cost could be, and that's been presented. Things couldn't go forward unless you know the full gamut of the cost. And nothing could have been approved without that. So rather than anger at this effort, I would expect that people would be looking for answers and be happy to know that they turned out well.
Thanks, Lori. Further public comment? Ms. Howe.
Penny Howe, 4360 U.S. Highway 93. In relationship to what Stacy said, I know that the county, and Dan, I don't know if you have to do it, but I know that clerk and recorder has to have an off-site storage in case of fire or other disasters. So if it gets to the point where Jim's server gets full, you may have to do that. Don't go to the cloud because the clouds are too easy to hack.
Thank you. Further comment? Yes, sir.
I'm Tom Keith, 424 Mission Street. I'm an IT person by trade, and I have been since the 70s. A couple of concerns that I've seen about the system is, one, it may have been, I just didn't see it, but what kind of better backup do you have? The other one is the backup and the manpower that's going to be needed to support it. There is no way to say you don't need anybody to maintain the machine. If you set it in this room and the power goes down at 2 o'clock in the morning, who's going to come down and shut it down? Who's going to come down, bring it back up? If it goes down for more than an hour, what are you going to do? Unless you've got a big battery backup. And if you don't do a backup, there's really no need to even have a system. Because if you put it in this room, if you put it back, excuse me, if you put it back in the police department, if the building burns down, if the earthquake hits, if Yellowstone blows, it's going to be destroyed. You need a backup, and you need that backup to be somewhere else. Preferably, at least to the end of the other end of the city. Somebody's going to have to do that. Now, the backup is separate from retention. And the system that you have may keep 30 days before it starts rewriting over the hard drive. Backup just says, I'm going to make a copy of that somehow, and I'm going to take that copy and put it in the same place. So if the machine blows up, then I can put a new machine in, put the backup on there, and still have my 30 days retention. If you don't want that, that's fine. But let's face it, in very few cases are you going to be able to say, yesterday this wasn't like this, today it is. So you're going to need at least more than 1 day retention. You're going to need at least a week. You're going to need probably more than that. And you really do need to have a backup separate. It's at a separate location so that you can come in and bring it back online. There are many backup systems out there that will compress it and store it in a small manner. They're not really good for this because then when you bring it back in, you have to uncompress it and put it back on there. And it will take quite a while. Again, I'm an IT person. I believe in belt and suspenders. I just think it's something you need to consider. And you need to consider who's going to have to do this stuff, because somebody's going to have to be involved in the system. I mean, I've got my system at work that has to be backed up because we've got client data on it. I do a backup every day. I put that backup in my satchel and take it home every night and bring it back the next morning and do the next backup. Because again, if something happens to the cold building, all my data is gone unless I've got it somewhere else. So that's something I think you should consider.
Thank you. Okay. Any further public comment? Stacey, did you have something?
How does the county, I mean, obviously they've got multiple files. How do they back up, or how do they, or where do they have their extra building storage and like he's?
Do you know, Danny?
Dan White's at 335 Bellevue. On our video camera that we have there at the administrative building, it just runs nonstop. It rewrites over. As soon as it gets full, it starts rewriting over. We don't have anything, a backup offsite. What happens is what they figured is when we talk to the surveillance company, when we talk to the sheriff, when we talk to our IT department, they figured within a few days, we're going to know if there's a problem. And so then you just save the information there. If you need to, you store it off-site. I did talk to a little bit more about the state has available for extra storage, which it is cheap. Apparently, with the way we have our system set up, it's easier for us. With Town of Stevensville, you may need some other software to be able to use their system, but it's extremely cheap storage at state. I think our IT department was saying that it's like a couple of dollars a gigabyte, which is pretty cheap. So it might be something to look into. Okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Mr. Smith?
Raymond Smith, 326 Valley View, Stevensville, Montana, 59870. I wouldn't be asking so much what the state or the county does. I'd be asking what the town of Stevensville would be doing. Again, it's up to you guys. It's from
30 days or less. So you guys can make a resolution saying that it is going to be kept for 7 days. So we alleviate all of the retention issues, we alleviate all of the storage issues, all of those things. Again, if we go to an 8 terabyte versus a 4 terabyte, that extra money could be used to transfer the system from that location to the town hall. When it comes to the funding for this, if there is necessary to extend extra funding, I'm sure we could find somewhere within our community to come up with that funding.
Further public comment? Ms. Cook.
Just one quick thing. Kathy Cook, 435 White to Wake. The business that I was quoting the terabyte usage and everything, they have just a regular battery backup, $100, nothing special like that, and they do not back up their system.
Thank you. Is there anything else the council needs? Okay, just to recap, sounds like our biggest consideration right now is the move of the system to Town Hall. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Mr. Eckert.
Quick thought on it. Conrad Eckert, 106 College. Regarding backup, it's up to the community or the town to do that. When you're recording this meeting right now, you're backing it up somehow. It's your choice. Just make it so we can get, if there's a crime, James can get it onto a server, deal with it. Only that's only backup you need. Second, talking to James a few minutes ago about the Freedom of Information Act, someone coming in and grabbing information, they can do that, that's not a problem. They're going to have to sign for it when they do. And if it's ongoing investigation, they can't get it until the investigation's over with. But, you know, I understand the public's worries of someone coming in and getting that information, watching their kids or something. My kids are down there all the time. One of the things I'm looking at with this is, that's why I want the cameras down there. The perverts aren't going to come in here and sign their name and get that information. It's going to be the guy down there with the camera going, ooh, look at these kids. And now we have him on camera. So as far as your kids being videoed down there, this is protecting your kids more so than, you know, someone coming in and getting video up for 30 days or whatever you guys decide, 2 days, 3 days, 15 weeks, whatever you guys have. You have to sign for that. That's safer than having somebody down with a video camera. Right now, we can't control. Thanks.
Okay. Last call. Are your questions answered? You're good? All right. Didn't even have to get up and speak. Lucky guy. All right. So recapping then, I think our biggest consideration is moving the NVR to Town Hall. It sounds like our storage concerns are for the most part addressed. Standard practice for the town to put a battery backup on any machine that we own. So, I mean, we've got them all over the building. It's not a huge deal. I think the biggest cost I think is going to be that we need to be aware of is moving that from the pool to the city hall here. And without knowing what that cost is, I can't necessarily suggest where that funding comes from if it isn't within the project budget or the grant that's been given so far. I can tell you there isn't any room in Parks and Recreation's budget to accommodate that if it's a considerable expense. But if the funding parties are willing to foot that expense, then it is something I think that you could move forward on. So with that, I don't know if the council wants to add some sort of stipulation on funding. I think that the question somewhat remains to whether Civic Club approved that funding or if they simply just set it aside in anticipation of a proposal. Regardless, you have the information before you tonight to kind of mull over and decide what you want to do. Ms. Holcomb?
Do we put a dollar amount on every time that Bear Mountain got damaged and vandalized where we have to replace swings? And did we put a dollar amount when we made that motion to take that over from the Main, Who had it? Main Street Association?
The Bear Mountain Committee?
Mm-hmm. Because I know that no, it became
for,
town.
For main, yeah, it's our, I mean...
For the maintenance?
It was a system that, or excuse me, it was a fixture, a amenity that was built and then donated to the town, so we own it.
Right.
So when we fix it, no, it just comes out of our routine budget. I think that there was some discussion about, you know, what it was, you know, when the proposal came to the town to build Bear Mountain, there was a discussion about funding and making sure that it was adequately funded in its full build. Does that make sense? So mm-hmm. they said they knew definitely what it was going to cost to build, and they knew they had a funding source to build it so for when construction commenced and for maintenance. So that's why I asked about dollar amounts tonight is... We don't totally know exactly what the cost is going to be for the system. We have a ballpark, we have an idea, but we don't know the cost of moving it to town hall, and we're, you know, the funding behind that isn't complete. So that's why I ask if there's a dollar amount that the town is willing to settle on, so that we know if we need to come back before we're spending any other funding.
It sounds like the funding is complete except for how much it's going to cost to move it to the town hall. If I'm understanding correctly.
That is correct. Jay was just waiting for an answer for his question about the line of sight, and thus any narrow received an answer, so that's why he couldn't get the cost to move it.
So. Chief?
Since you did work on this. Do you know what the warranty period is for the cameras and for the system?
1 year.
1 year for everything?
1 year for the system.
And 1 year for the cameras as well?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be councils, you know, as we talked about, as Mr. Phillips mentioned, you know, somewhat of a solution-oriented approach was... If it's the council's direction to say, yes, we'll install the system, but the cost, we have to stay within the $9,000 donation. You could stipulate that. And so that would mean that we would reduce the number of cameras or reduce costs elsewhere in order to cover that total cost. So you could cap it, given that we know that we have $9,000, right? That's mm-hmm. what I've added up on my sheet. You could cap it and say, we'll, you know, the expenses will not exceed $9,000 for this. Excuse me.
Well, I will amend my motion to authorize the acquisition, installation, and ongoing maintenance of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park, not to exceed the $9,000 donation.
Okay, so second on the amendment. Ms. Barker?
Second the motion.
Okay, so it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and second by Ms. Barker to amend the original motion to authorize the acquisition, installation, and ongoing maintenance of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park, not to exceed $9,000.
Correct.
Any public comment on the amendment or council discussion?
Can you restate that motion one more time, please?
The amendment is to, essentially the amendment is to add on the motion that the expenses not exceed $9,000. So the motion will read to authorize the acquisition, installation, and ongoing maintenance of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park, not to exceed $9,000. Chief.
If you make a motion to cap it at $9,000 and include maintenance in that, you're making a motion, as far as I understand this, to cap it at $9,000. So the ongoing maintenance of that system, once that $9,000 is expended, you're not authorizing the expenditure. Am I misunderstanding that?
I don't think that's the intent of her motion. I think your intent is to cap the installation costs mm-hmm. at $9,000.
Correct.
Is council satisfied with that clarification? Or do you want to withdraw your amendment and restate?
Okay, I'm going to read, I'm going to withdraw my amendment, or my motion.
Valid arguments, I mean. Okay, so amendment's been withdrawn.
Okay, let's start all over. I move to authorize the acquisition and installation of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park, not to exceed the $9,000 donation.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker?
Second motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded by Ms. Holcomb to amend the motion to state the authorization to authorize the acquisition and installation of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park for $9,000.
Sounds
better. Okay. Public comment.
Please don't make me redo it again.
My name is Jim Batisti. I live at 201 Mission Street. I'm wondering if there will be signs that say you're being recorded.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There will be.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. No further public comment on the amendment, which basically is the motion, but we got to go through it twice. All right, I'll call for the vote on the amendment. Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
All right. The motion on the table, then, is to authorize the acquisition, installation, and... I'd like to see closed captioning to decode that. The motion is to authorize the acquisition and installation of up to 10 surveillance cameras at Lewis and Clark Park, not to exceed cost of $9,000.
Correct.
Okay. Any further discussion? Public comment? All right, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Barker?
Aye.
Councilmember Phillips?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, 4A, discussion decision regarding the response and recommendation report regarding regarding the complaint filed by Town Clerk Audrey Tribbensee. My report is included in your packet. Let me introduce the item first, please, and walk you through where we're at so far. We received a complaint from Town Clerk Audrey Tribbensee, primarily citing hostile work environment, bullying, harassment on part of council members and citizens. An investigation was launched then by an independent third party at the advice of our attorney and MMIA. Those findings, as well as my own, are then included in the report tonight, as well as recommendations that we should undertake. MMIA stressed, at least today, that we should, in fact, address those deficiencies in the policies. Ms. Barker.
I object to the consideration of agenda item 4A.
Can you show me in Robert's rules where the agenda item objection exists?
On page 54. Adoption of a motion and action without a motion, unanimous consent. In the cases where it seems that there is no oppositions of the routine businesses of the question, little importance at the time often to be saved and produced of amendments consent, or as formal as called as general consent. Actions of these manners in accord to the principles with the rules of designation of the protection of the minority and general need to be strictly enforced when there is no minority protect. Under these conditions, the method unanimously consent can be used either to adopt a motion without the steps or stating the questions of putting a motion to a formal vote, or it can be used to take action without even formally of a motion. To obtain unanimous consent in either case, the chair states that if there is no objection, with or without objection, the actions that is mentioned will be taken or may be asked. There is no objection to, and then he may pause If no members call out or I object to the chair anonymously, since there is no objections, the action and the decisions upon, if any member objects to the chair, must state the questions or the motions allow any desired debate, unless the objections are paramount motion, excuse me. To put the question of regular matter. Or if no motion has been made, the chair must first ask, is there a motion? Stating the proposed action, or he must at least put the questions, assuming such a motion of an objection to be made. And it goes on from there. The anonymous consent says, if there's no objections, the chair at the time may extend for 2 minutes. We don't have to give a definition on that. This is in part two of Robert's Rules of Order. And we don't have to have any discussion on it.
Okay. My understanding of an objection is that you typically, or always, at least in my experience of Robert's Rules and what I've read, is that you object to a motion, not necessarily the consideration of an item.
We can do this as an item objection. I have done it. It's right here in Robert's Rules.
Okay.
We don't have to discuss it here. We can call for a vote.
Well, I guess my concern, Stacy, in objecting to consideration of the item is that you certainly open up not only the town, but the council itself to some considerable liability by ignoring this problem.
It doesn't have to be done right now, though. We can do it at a later time.
So why don't you table it?
No.
Instead of just objecting to it altogether. I mean, I don't understand where the objection comes from. Objection states you don't want this to be considered whatsoever. Tabling it would mean you'd want to consider it at a later date. Because I anticipated we wouldn't likely get through everything tonight in regards to this matter, and that there may be some objection or hesitancy to discuss this in full tonight, I did place this as a standing agenda item on Monday night's town council meeting, and it's my intent to have it remain as a standing agenda item on the agenda until all of the issues regarding bullying, harassment, and intolerable work environment are satisfactorily addressed by myself and our insurance. So for what that's worth, it will remain on an agenda until the council makes some sort of conclusion or takes some sort of action to address these issues that are named in the report.
I think it's something that should be discussed along with the employees. I don't think it's something that should have to be discussed on the public at this time.
Okay. Any further comment or discussion from council? Ms. Holcomb.
I would have to agree. I think this is something that's within the employees and the council and the mayor. I don't think it should be public out here. I think it should be a closed meeting where we can work it out and move on and figure out what we need to do. I don't think it should be a public action.
Okay, but keep in mind, whatever results from any conversations you have with the employees in regards to how you're going to respond to the complaint, those will have to come forward as formal actions before the public. And the staff have waived all of their right to privacy. And because you sit at this table as elected officials, you have a diminished right to privacy in the matter. So it's arguable whether you could call a closed session with just the employees and the council. I don't know that does the public a service to know exactly what their elected officials are considering. It's for your consideration. So I am hearing silence. Is that consent then to continue to take this up on future agendas? Ms. Holcomb?
I think we need to table this until we get more clarification from our attorney and make sure he's here.
Okay. Anything else from counsel? Mr. Phillips.
In reviewing what I've read here, I think that would be a good idea to have our attorney at present.
I did ask him to be here tonight. He had another obligation, so I expect he can be here Monday night as well.
I believe that would be the best thing to do.
Okay. What I'm understanding then is perhaps this is tabled to Monday night's meeting when potentially the attorney can be in attendance.
I would like to know if it's possible to have a closed meeting with us. Because I know it's happened before. I know we've had closed meetings. And I would... That's my recommendation, but I don't think we should do this on Monday until we have clarification from our attorney. I mean, we're already in Thursday. I would just like to hear what our attorney has to say.
Okay, well, and I think that's probably a conversation that's going to happen in public, given the conversation we've had here. My assumption then is, since Monday is a regular council meeting and the attorney has had council meetings on his radar, we can ask him to be here on Monday to clarify whether closed session is appropriate or not. If a closed session is deemed necessary, we can either schedule that or have it at that meeting. It's not impossible. And we can use his guidance then to go forth from there.
That's fine.
Okay. Is there any public comment on council's direction tonight? Ms. Knapp.
Lower down 526 East 3rd Street. I just want to make sure this hesitancy on the part of the council to discuss this isn't a hesitancy to address the issue. A working environment that is happy, people want to go to work, people want to be productive, that's only fair. You have a dynamite staff, and you need to keep them. So you need to work this out, whether it's in public or closed.
I agree.
Okay. I'm just saying, please don't be hesitant to address the issue, because it needs to be addressed. It's in the paper with all kinds of people that are, you know, that's out there, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't need to be there, but it's happening all over. And people are beginning to take this seriously, and you certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I want to reassure myself, is that you're taking this seriously and not trying to push it down here somewhere where you don't have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Do you have Parker. A comment to make?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just watching you. You're fine.
You had your hand up. I thought you were...
Ms. Parker.
I just want to let you know, I think it's just something that needs to be digested between... It's not... as the staff is all of us. There's some discussion that we're in here on making policies and changes to that. I am not pushing it to the wayside. This is something that it does need to be done. It does need to be discussed with everybody. I want to move forward, as I'm sure everybody else on the council wants to move forward. But I don't think it's something that needs to be discussed here tonight. I think it's something that we need as a team to be able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Smith.
Heyman Smith, 326 Valley View, Stevensville, Montana, 59870. Regarding what has been put in the paper, I'll just take one quote from what the investigator said. That quote, it was not the council, but the mayor who needed to have better communication.
So it's not the council's issue. It is the mayor's issue. And this was quoted by the investigator in the paper. So I understand we have an issue. And that issue is town government needs to continue forward. We have issues across the board that we need to face. But again, I get to, let's look at what the investigator said. That there really was nothing there, and that the governance could be better, and it's not the town council, but the mayor that can make this better.
Further public comment?
Jane shoots one out, three wins let out. I worked in a doctor's office and stuff, and people deserve privacy to some extent. I think this needs worked out first among yourselves before you throw the public in, the paper, the newspaper, TV. Work the problem out and then bring it to the public. Don't air stuff that doesn't need to be. Work it out first among yourselves.
All of you.
Mm-hmm. Any further public comment? Sharky.
Michael Sharky, 203 St. Mary's Drive. Well, in all due respect to you, the woman who just spoke, I think the horse is already out of the barn. There's a full page of the Bitterroot Star on the issue. I can't remember the last time I saw a full page of the Bitterroot Star on anything. I suspect the public is very much interested in knowing what's going on and how it's going to be solved. The staff has already relinquished their right to privacy. They obviously want this to be out in the public. You, as the mayor has pointed out, have a reduced amount of privacy in this matter. This is not a matter of an ongoing lawsuit or anything like that, so there's no reason to close this meeting to the public. There's no negotiation going on here as far as money or legal ramifications. So I think you're missing, I think you're really missing the point here by not making the public. The public would really enjoy seeing you do this in the open. Be completely transparent. You automatically raise the suspicion of the populace when you close this meeting. Hey, what's this council up to now? Maybe nothing, but that's the question that comes to mind. So I suggest you rethink this. And maybe embrace the whole idea of making it a public. The public's got lots to offer. I don't know why you would think that these people that take the time out of their busy day to come here to a council meeting would want anything more than for you to succeed to having a reconciliation with the staff. And if you did that in public, I don't say to guarantee you'd get reelected, but to go along and start it.
Public comment.
I think that the council takes a lot of harassment from the public, and I think that you guys need to work this out. Just because it's in the paper doesn't mean it's true.
Okay. Any further public comment? Okay, this matter will be taken up again on Monday, night at the town council meeting. Moving on to agenda item 4B, discussion decision to approve resolution 443, a resolution of the town of Stevensville town council declaring intent to transfer surplus property. This is a process that's familiar to us. We're practiced in this, where we were contacted by our fire apparatus mechanic. He contacted the fire chief, shared with him that Rock Creek Rural Fire District is actually in need of an apparatus. Their primary firefighting equipment is no longer able to pump and protect their community. We happen to have an extra engine laying around, as the trend may be. This is the last one we have. And so following the code as we need to with the previous vehicle, we are bringing a resolution forward to the town council tonight so that we can move forward on providing this engine with Rock Creek for the sum of $10,000 so we can protect our community. Ms. Holcomb.
I move we approve resolution 443, a resolution of the town of Stevensville town council declaring intent to transfer surplus property.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Phillips to adopt resolution 443, a resolution of the Stevensville town council declaring intent to transfer surplus property. Discussion. Ms. Barker.
Do we have something that we're going to move up to that fire hall in replacement of that?
So that piece of equipment, the engine we're selling here was stationed at the airport. It was moved into reserve status when we replaced it with one of the two engines we bought from Missoula. So there's an engine up there already that we bought from Missoula. There's an engine here that we bought from Missoula. So the two that those two engines replaced are the ones we surplus. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Further questions? We do have the vehicle in hand still. They won't take it until we're through this process. Okay. Any public comment? Chief?
This is a kind of payback type of an opportunity that we're now in. Over the years, we've been the beneficiary of multiple agencies, and Carlsbad, California comes to mind, sending up surplus equipment to our department for our betterment. They contacted us last Tuesday with this need, wanting to know if we still have the International, which went to Libby. But we didn't, but we do have the KME that we have. We did have one that we are able to, with this agenda item, move forward with, be able to help Rock Creek replenish their fire protection for their individuals. It's a great deal for them, it's a great deal for us. We get to pay it forward, if you will, or repay it from the kindness that other departments have done for us in helping them out of their needs. So I think it's a great thing for us to be able to do that. $10,000 doesn't hurt our coffers as well. With being a project that we're undergoing and all that right now, I think this is a win-win for everybody involved.
Further public comment? Okay. Nothing further from council. Call for the vote. Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Barker.
Aye.
And Councilmember Phillips.
Aye.
Great. Thank you. That concludes the agenda for tonight for business. Is there any public comment on items on tonight's agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stevensville? I think we beat everything to death. All right. If there's nothing further, I'll call for a motion to adjourn. Ms. Holcomb.
I move to adjourn.
Is there a second? Ms. Barker?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Great. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you. See you Monday.
Take care.